I'd like to open the planning meeting of the Pine, 5:31, 5:32. First thing we want to do is establish quorum.
We have Hill present.
Russ Smith present. We have a quorum. And we need Jane, would you?
Sure, I pledge allegiance.
Are there any added?
Not for me.
Well, that was fast. Aaron's supposed to do that until after.
So it might be important here, I do live within the city limits now, 5 miles.
You're gonna come down here for planning meetings, right?
My goodness.
Our house, Melissa's known about for some time, but our house is for sale, but we had planned as well.
Yeah, I think, probably, yeah, okay. Now.
Are you open that one here?
I drove us back as well.
Also the only one inside of the city limits.
Three this time.
I don't know where Elm Avenue is.
Oh, Cagle.
Yeah, she's another Cagle person, which I always thought.
You're biased.
Yeah.
Nights and things like that off the street.
Prisoners.
I move, I don't know.
Before city council at the next meeting.
Well, yes, we have to talk.
Say something.
So both the subdivision and the variance hearings are, I think you heard, they're being continued.
Right.
And we have to publicly announce, in case anybody listens to recording, to November 12th at 6:00 PM. There won't be any staff report tonight. If that's a meeting you can't make and you're here to make testimony, we can take it. You should present it.
Oh, that's.
Okay, you heard it, listen.
Yeah.
Be great.
Figured I'd hang out anyway.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
All dressed up and no place to go.
Russ, if you could officially open the hearing for both those by title and name, that would be great. Just work procedurally clean on it.
Okay, 60 lot subdivision, 01.
Continue till November 12th at 6:00 PM.
Other matters?
No other matters.
Anybody have any other matters they want to bring up? Months?
Lot line adjustments, which are probably, from a planning perspective, probably not be terribly interesting. One thing I would like you all to think about and maybe research a little bit about is there just a driveway really accessing a street? Right now, the code requires 50 for public right-of-way. But it doesn't say that you can't have a flag lot. So we have a few partitions that have been proposed.
Both of the ones on Evans.
Both of those that you saw on Evans, that they, they're smart, they've done this before. They played with the code a bit, said, well, we'll give you 50 right-of-way, but only for 5 feet. And then we're gonna narrow it down and get our driveway to get it way back behind the other properties. And that's the way to get around that code, that's very common, it's, I've seen it other places and other developers do that. I think it is silly and it doesn't serve anybody's purpose. So I think we as a city need to, do we want to allow flag lots, do we, or do we not? And if we do, then we have some requirements on maybe maximum driveway length, if that's something we even care about. So we don't get these funny little slivers of 50 foot.
So they go like this, you know, the straight line and then they narrow.
How do you get?
So it just might be.
How do we go about changing that? We've got to rewrite code or?
Yeah, we would have to amend the code and put a section in addressing.
How do we go about?
We would probably present this to council, asking their permission to start a text amendment. And then, and we could work on it through, you know, several different rounds too, to have conversations on it. Don't want it to wait years and get more of these.
We can have at least two up.
We've got two of them already that I had no mechanism really to say.
That type of division of a lot is just not necessary.
And there are a lot of empty parcels like this one, long and rectangular, that keep lots. But anyways, you know, I think it's something to research, and we didn't put on this to specifically get guidance from you on, but just want to give you a heads up, I think we will bring that back. The next meeting or two, because the next two meetings are gonna be pretty packed.
Very.
That was one. The other, you know, obviously the one that we were gonna be hearing tonight was a subdivision, that's a, the Sleep Inn recent application within the last week. So that's a pretty big one. And it has some impact impacts the neighbors as far as access as well. That's one that will be, that one's gonna be reviewed at staff level, unless, which we'll see what the revised plan looks like with the impact. One that is coming to you in late November is Sagebrush. That's the Vic Russell's project. And there's a series of things that you're gonna be looking at. The first one will be text amendments to the Newbury Neighborhood Overlay Zone. They're asking for a little more flexibility. That was, that area was adopted through the city, or through the county master plan process before the city had any, the city copy pasted essentially from the county master plan to the city code with what appears to be a few typos, as I got them as well, and some of the numbers. So there's a little, there's some funny things in it that just need to be fixed. And Sagebrush is proposing one way to patch it, basically make it work for their development. It's not necessarily, it needs to be completely redone probably, but the first phase is just their proposal of something we can do to make it work. That with the city attorney today, we went through it from a lot of different angles, and we'll come back a lot more staff recommendations.
Are we going to have to change?
They are also asking for a zone change, yes. So P zone right now, which is the master plan zone, the Newbury neighborhood area, and they're asking for two and a quarter acres of it to be CMX along Huntington, to build some mixed use along. Now the code or the zoning map shows parks in that, and there's little pockets of parks all over. Rather than having them identified as a specific zone, they're proposing that be pushed to the quadrant planning process or the master planning process. So the developer, rather than there being a park right in the middle with the roads all through it, maybe there could be a park here with the rest. That gives some flexibility into where they're sited. Yeah.
The other question I have is,
from the Newbury neighborhood. I have to pull it up. I feel like that would probably be, is that the mixed use?
Yeah, I can pull it up on that.
You pull it there, yeah. I think that's probably mixed use at that point, CMX, but yeah.
Because if it's nothing but residential, then I think we're both sides of the road.
Both sides. Yeah, both
they're
sides.
They're on both.
And Little Deschutes Lodge.
Yeah, and I wanna be careful that we don't deliberate too much,
yeah.
Since this wasn't
well,
an agenda item and they're not here. But you can certainly ask questions,
yeah.
And we're in active application mode, so.
Yeah, I guess that, I don't know where
directly.
That's not.
What will be next for them after, so their first round is just really the master planning process,
okay.
And the subdivision. They'll submit those two together. They don't have to, Western piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess public facilities is immediately across this, the 97 is the?
This right here.
Wastewater,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's wastewater, we can always tell that.
But then you go further north and it's gonna, I guess it's gonna be a little while. So it's quite a bit of public facilities, open space.
No, I'm just thinking eventually we're going to, because you moved off once.
And is that one going to be at 5:30 or 6?
I think that one's 5:30. Number 20 is at 5:30,
yes.
Right? Yeah, the 12th is 6 only because there's another meeting here earlier. It's a tax assessor, so we don't want to keep them out.
Oh, well, yeah. Yep.
Well, that's
I'd love that.